about this girl who wanted to fly. Something about dreams is fragile as bubbles. Well, perhaps I want to fly. It seems she'd practice every day and every night, flapping her arms as hard and as long as she could. She knew her dream and all the love she could give it, for it to do her any good. One night her heart spoke in a dream and told her, if you really love this, believe. Because it takes the guiltiest of eyes to condemn a man to die. It takes a thousand of his best finds to expose as many lies. It could take a week for me to say, it'll take forever to come away. It takes everything you have, everything. Well, across the street there lived a little boy. Sat his finger chopped with two humps on his back. Pitiful autistic little mess in a wheelchair. Yeah, their kids all named him Lack. But Lack started taking interest in that girl across the way. He'd watch in amazement from his window as she'd flap her arms. And that's how they'd spend their days. She'd soon inspire him to stand. The girl everyone called Featherhead made him clearly understand that it takes the guiltiest of eyes to condemn the mirror dies. Take a thousand of his best spies to expose many lies. It could take weeks for me to say, I'll take forever to go away. It's everything you have, everything to be in love, to be in love. People realize how clever he could be. Feathers still dreaming about the skies, unaware of how in love Lack was with she. One day she quit flapping around at last, convinced that she'd accomplished nothing at all. When Lack heard this, he ran and walked to her house, and he begged her, yes, he begged her not to let her fall. And he said, everything I am now is for me to leave. She understands his secret, and I swear to God it's all true. Featherhead and Lack had to grow up. They didn't quit, would be finishing flight school soon. She worked for NASA, exploring space. remember hearing this story.